My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Flory doesn't seem that concerned that he got mugged, even though she asked when he is going to leave the hospital. And it looks like they're parting ways as well. Next up is Davin's scammer Belinda and the answer to a big question. So listen and enjoy.
I go, and now the name calling begins. You never changed at all, Flory. Right now, I'm thankful I got mugged yesterday. It would appear that fate was better than sending you more your precious money. Maybe God was watching over me after all. She goes, so when are you intend to leave the hospital?
I'm going to leave the hospital.
I'm going to go on a gurney. I'm going to be rolled down. I'm going to be hooked up to IV. I'm going to go on the rounds with the nurse. I'm going to leave the hospital.
I go, Flora, you do not care, so do not ask. You've made that very clear. Let's just part ways. She goes, okay, but I do cares.
She does care, Steph.
I go, no, you don't. You did what you always do. Turn only when things do not go your way.
And then bitch when I kind of had the balls to live through a horrible fucking thing.
Yeah.
Gunshots, beatings.
That's rough being there. Yeah, I don't need that, especially while I recover. She goes, I pray you heal soon, honey. And that was Flory on December 19th.
What a bitch.
Boy, is she a bitch. Heartless.
Totally. Heartless. Yeah, no, you're telling us she goes off on this. I love it when she gets upset because then she really, the whole language breaks down. Man, woman, you, not man, woman, beast, dog,
From what I hear,
it's like she's always got it, like she goes off and then she's like, oh, back to the script. I need the money. Back to the script. I need the money.
I know.
But, you know, we never heard a man when we talked to her. It was always her when we woke up.
Yeah.
It was always her who answered the phone.
We did wake her ass out of bed.
You can hear that. We used to call up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then she turned around and woke you up.
No. That was
oh.
That was Belinda playing the part of Agnes.
Belinda. Oh, right.
All
right.
Now, when we last left December 19th, Joe, when we last left, we're going to get to December 19th, I should clarify. Last week we covered that I actually was in contact with the people on Agnes's page after she came out.
Really?
I actually spoke to them.
Yeah.
One of them she did ask money for, though she denied and then admitted to.
Yes.
And one, believe it or not, the one who loved her, she never asked money for, and that was true.
Hmm.
She never asked them for money. So we were a little perplexed.
Yeah, that is confusing.
So we had our moments.
She scams some and falls for others.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway. So when we last left, last week, I had told her I had an important question to ask her.
Yes.
Mm. It was a cliffhanger.
I'm waiting for the rock.
All right. If you smell what the rock is bringing to Ghana.
It smells a lot like deer tongue.
Well, you ruined my image. You ruined Zombo. All right. So this is December 19th.
Joe Padilla says, you know, it would be great if this whole time this was actually a Ghanaian radio bit as well, and they think they're catfishing some stymie comic from Jersey.
Well, they'd be right.
Like we actually talked about that. Of what if it's like a radio show in Ghana and they're trying to screw us?
He says it's like the Bizarro world.
Yeah.
But we got to remember, I've gotten much better material out of them than they've gotten out of me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I've gotten her to write porn.
Yes.
That
was the best.
But that would be fun. All right. So I go. So now I see her going back and forth between Agnes and Belinda. Mm-hmm. So I say on the page, I go back and forth between Agnes and Belinda. You switch. She goes, I wanted to see the comments. I go, pretty quiet. We will take Agnes down in a few more days. You can see comments as Belinda. Has anybody private messaged you about it? I'm glad to hear it. What is so great today? What did they say? She goes, I will take the pictures for you today, because I still haven't gotten the pictures that I asked for.
Oh, right.
With the newspaper and my kid. Hope you will trust me now and forget about Agnes. I go, it takes time, Belinda. It's not that easy. It will help. I am trying. What did the private messages to Agnes say? They wanted to know what I look like. Were there a lot of them? I asked. What did you have to ask me yesterday?
Yeah.
I go, one thing at a time. Tell me about the Agnes stuff. Slow your roll, stupid.
Tease.
She said two of them. I go, what did you tell them? Nothing, didn't reply. And I believe that.
Okay.
Do you think you will reply? Were they angry? She goes, I can't tell, but they were not angry. What can't you tell? Don't know what to say yet. And I believe that too. Are you afraid to tell them that you are Ghanaian? Don't want, she goes, don't want anything to do with them anymore. Well, you got me. How could you? I go, okay, were they the guys you'd been talking to? Yes. So she admitted to me that she'd been talking to other guys while she was talking to me. Two-timing hussy. I go, how long were you talking to them for? She goes, a couple of weeks. I go, did they fancy you?
did they fancy you, buddy?
They were in relationships, so they were not. Oh. I go, so was I. Did you ask them for financial help? She goes, nope, you were making me feel bad. Why all these questions? Because I have a show to do.
That's right. We have to fill time.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and you're helping. Oh, I'm sorry I'm making you feel bad now that you admitted that you were lying to me this whole time. I'm so sorry.
I go, I do not wish to make you feel bad. You must try to understand the circumstances of our relationship and how it was for 6 months makes me have a lot of questions. I'm just trying to figure it all out. She goes, okay, but after I show you the reality pictures, no more Agnes. I go, a picture is not everything, Belinda. I know you are still keeping things from me, but enough of that for now. Because I still know about the phone call.
Yeah.
Where we heard the guy feeding her every line.
Absolutely.
God, that was a godsend.
Oh, thank God. Because
that's the reality check.
Yep.
Yeah, because I would be feeling really bad about some of this if I didn't know that we heard that fakery.
And I posted something today on the Davin's Den Facebook page, and Trucker Tom picked up on it. I just put like something kind of ambiguous out there, like the more involved I get, the less I know.
Right.
And Trucker Tom said, our Ghanaian friend. Like, yeah. Because today was another monumental day.
Yeah. Always. Oh, he was dying. He's texting me. I wish I could tell you this stuff now.
I go, so what do you think of this place? And I sent her a link for the Atlantis, where I was going to work.
Oh.
For New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, can't see the site on the phone now. We'll check it out when I get to the cafe. What is it about? On Blackberries, she has a Blackberry. Can you check it into a website? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know either.
All right.
By the way, Trucker Tom is offended by "Do they fancy you?"
Why?
He just said, "Yuck!"
Shut up! I go, a resort in the Bahamas, beautiful, high-end beach paradise. She goes, "Wow, cool!" I go, "Wanna come?"
Oh my God!
I just invited my fake girlfriend to my real place.
Wow!
This is like a country song. I just invited my fake girlfriend to my real place.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.